This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Some mornings, we're glad the ground is frozen, just so we're staying on top of the mud for a few hours. Today, I'd like to share a few ideas about what I call mud management. Layout is the key first step to permanent drainage solutions. Place buildings, material storage, feeding areas, and shelters on higher ground. These areas will dry faster with an ideal slope between 4 and 6 degrees. Plants can help reduce mud. A healthy stand of vegetation can take up moisture, anchor soil to prevent erosion, and slow nutrient runoff. Compacted soil, such as from hoof traffic, has poor water infiltration, which means that liquids pool on the surface and run off instead of soaking into the ground. This is where we begin to have problems with nutrient runoff that leads to algae buildup in ponds, among other issues. In heavy traffic areas, where mud tends to accumulate, think gates, driveways, dry lots, consider building a high traffic pad. High traffic pads improve drainage and provide stabilization through the use of multiple layers of permeable geotextile fabric and rocks of various sizes. Ideally, these high traffic pads are located where there is not any vegetation or are compacted from frequent hoof traffic. Due to cost, it's rare that an entire dry lot would be constructed as a high traffic pad. Rather, select specific areas within the dry lot to maximize slope of 6 degrees to help ensure that footing does not wash away. Some protocols for these high traffic pads involve removing at least 8 inches of topsoil, making the base level. If there is a good drainage point for water to go, then a drain pipe can be used, similar to a French drain system. A sheet of geotextile fabric is installed across the base of the pad, a 4-inch layer of crushed limestone is then added, and then compacted with a vibratory plate compactor machine. Then another layer of geotextile fabric. All this topped with a 4-inch layer of footing, like unwashed fine gravel or crushed bluestone, and again compacted with the vibratory plate compactor. Alternative footing options are popular in our area. This is a fancy way of saying fill in the mud holes. Low areas can be leveled off using fine crushed gravel, sand, or organic matter. Of course, the material used will determine the resistance and washout potential. Gravel will be considerably more durable than the pile of hay off the feed truck. Taking preventative measures to manage mud can save time. Carefully choose where hay is stored in winter feeding sites. Bacteria thrive in mud, especially when organic materials are present, like manure, hay, or old feed. Problems like foot rot and scours run rampant in muddy conditions, even in low temperatures. Your local Natural Resource Conservation Service may have some financial assistance available for high traffic pads. For more information on building high traffic pads, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.